The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears. And I will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. They're at the Last Supper. They have already received our Lord physically in Holy Communion. They're about to make their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. I have much more to tell you, but you're not ready for it yet. What were they not yet ready for? Perhaps to discover that there would be an Antichrist. That the church that our Lord Jesus Christ was founding would suffer terribly. That they would all go to their martyrdom. That they would be sent to the ends of the earth to preach the gospel and baptize. That whoever sins they forgave would be forgiven. And the sins they retained would be retained. What would the Holy Spirit reveal to them? That they did not yet know. That our Lord Jesus Christ would come again in glory. That the church was for all the nations, not just for the Jewish people. That the Blessed Virgin Mary was to become their spiritual mother. My brothers and sisters, these truths are for all time. That if there's ever anything our Lord wants to reveal to us about the future, we will discover that knowledge in and through the Holy Spirit. That he will grant that to us. But that also there are times where we are not yet ready to bear certain knowledge. And sometimes we're seeking, Lord, if you would just let me know that, you know, then I'd be at peace. You're not ready for that now. I will give you that knowledge if and when the time comes. What are examples of these? Two simple ones that I've discovered for reading the life of John Paul II. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the future. When Pope Paul VI died, and all the cardinals gathered to Rome to elect a new Holy Father, they chose a man who immediately afterwards said, you have made a mistake. They said, Holy Father, what name do you choose? And he said, John Paul I. And the church historian standing there says, excuse me, Holy Father, you can't choose the first. You are the first. You just say, I'm choosing John Paul. He says, no, I will only be here a short time. Another will follow me soon. At his first Wednesday audience, there was a large group from Mexico attending, and they gave the Holy Father a ticket, a plane ticket, to travel to their country. He handed it to his secretary and said, hold on to this. I will never leave Rome, but the one to follow me will go to Mexico. John Paul II, when he was chosen, he knew the name because heaven had revealed it to him in and through John Paul I. And he knew his first destination of international travel after he became Pope. And John Paul I could prepare for his death because the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he only had a short time. And when are we not yet ready to bear something? If you read the lives of saints, almost every single one of them, our Lord says to, if you had known this early on, or they say themselves, if I had known everything I would have to encounter, I don't think I could have handled it. Right? Thank goodness that God didn't allow me to know it beforehand. On the day John Paul II was elected, he dropped his pencil. His face went red. He put his face in his hands. Years later, he would write, what God commands, which may seem humanly impossible, he gives us the means to carry it out. This is the secret of every vocation. Let me repeat that, because we all have a vocation. What God commands, which may seem humanly impossible, he gives us the means to carry out. But he gives us the means in and through the time when he makes a command, not in advance. And he lets us know what he asks of us in the perfect time, because that's when we can bear it and his grace will be present.